Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Yeah, can you believe that? It's the Winter Pledge Drive already. That is crazy. I can't believe it. Day two of it already. Hey, good afternoon. It's good to be here with you today. By the way, I was going to say thank you, everyone who is on Team Drew Mariani, right? Team Drew Mariani Show. You killed it yesterday. What a great day we had. One more day ahead of us. We got some great programming for you today, too. So before we do anything, I'm going to pray, but I want to give you a quick heads up. If you have somebody that is dealing with cancer, I think today is the day to listen. Dr. Ronald Sobeck is going to be joining me a little bit later. We'll talk about cancer and divine mercy. We're going to share some incredible answered prayers that have taken place and really so much more. Actually, there is a breakthrough cancer drug that they claim stops tumor growth. It actually puts cancer cells to sleep. We're going to talk to Teresa Deischer about that coming up a little bit later, too. So we got a lot to look at. We'll pray the chaplet. I hope you'll hang out with me throughout the day. It should be a wonderful show. I got some news and headlines for you, too. But before we begin, let's just say a quick prayer. We will invoke the Mother of God, as we do every day in the Memorare, and we'll just entrust the conversation you and I are going to have, the healing that you seek, and the great mission that God has given the Relevant Radio. We'll put that in her tender care. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let me just get some business out of the way, okay? I'll give you a quick number. I hope you'll jot it down. I actually hope you'll use it. It is a different number than the call number for the studio. You can get into the studio, you know, the normal number. It's 888-914-9149, but you can make your pledge. And I really hope you'll respond in a big-time way today because we really do need you. Tuesdays are a hard day for Relevant, and we got a big hill still to climb. The number to get in is 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. That's our pledge line. Of course, you can donate at relevantradio.com or on the app. Lots of great ways to donate. I've been following this story on what's happening in Turkey, and I'm stunned by the death toll. You know, I saw the news early in the morning. It was about 1,300 people they thought died before I came into the studio, 1,900. It was 3,000 by the time I was praying the chaplet. They say that estimates for death could exceed 10,000 lives in Turkey and Syria. It's a horrible, horrible earthquake. I was watching footage of it last night when I went home, and it was almost surreal the way these buildings just collapsed. But here, I'll give you a little audio. This is from CBS. It's kind of an overview on what went down. Check it out.
To Turkey and Syria, where the death toll in yesterday's powerful earthquake now stands at over 5,000 and is expected to climb. Rescue workers are scrambling to locate survivors in the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Meanwhile, at least 20 prisoners reportedly escaped from a jail in northern Syria that was damaged during the quake. The facility is set to hold mostly Islamic State group members.
Some of those lucky enough to escape death have been brought to this hospital, but countless more remain missing or trapped beneath the rubble as rescuers have to battle both the cold and the clock to save them.
We heard them, cries a survivor named Denise. They're calling out for help, but how can we? Nobody has come. Look around. Look. It's a battle against both time and the elements as temperatures plummet, along with the chances of survival with every passing breath. The region bordering Syria is the epicenter of both the earthquake and a refugee crisis, where millions have escaped the destruction of war, only to find destruction again by another name.
The World Health Organization says as many as 23 million people may have been affected by the earthquake. And among those coming to help are Americans from Virginia and Los Angeles. So first responders, firefighters, even rescue dogs coming here to help these people. But just getting here over these mangled roads covered in debris, not to mention ice and snow, could prove the difference between life and death.
That's one of the reasons they think the death toll is going to continue to climb. I mean, can you imagine being buried alive? Just think about that. You know, there was an earthquake. You said, look, we got to get in the house and get our stuff. We got to get out of here. And next thing you know, your building's collapsing on you. People had cell phones. They were able to text people on the outside. But how long will your cell phone battery last? At least you can say goodbye, or you might be able to say, hey, I am here. I'm going to shut off. I was thinking about it. I thought I'd shut my cell phone off and say, I'm going to turn it on average about every hour just to touch in, just to preserve my battery. But you know, imagine there's building on your leg. You're bleeding. You're injured. You've broken bones. I mean, it's living hell. You're literally buried alive. So this morning I woke up. I woke up pretty early, and I was laying in bed, and I thought, well, should I get up? And the Lord said to me, pray. And I decided to pray a chaplet for those who right now are trapped and who are dying. Because in this very moment, 106 people will be called home. Who knows how many more? I mean, if you just think about how many lives due to the cold, due to injury, due to lack of oxygen, it's a tough situation. When you hear about these events, and I just want to throw this out to you because I think it's important. When 9/11 took place, I prayed the chapel to Divine Mercy. When the Mandalay Bay shooter in Vegas opened up and I saw people dying, I prayed the chaplet. You know, when you hear about tragedy, when you hear about accident, when the safety for the Buffalo Bills, Hamlin, got injured and he was dying, I prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy. And that's no credit to me. I'm not pointing my finger at myself saying, hey, look at me. I'm inviting you to do the same thing. This is a very powerful prayer. I remember when I was over in Poland. This was back when I was working on a documentary called Time for Mercy. It was called Time for Mercy, and it was on Divine Mercy. And as I was over there filming, I was there with the vice postulator, and I didn't know a whole lot about Divine Mercy. I was just learning about this devotion, you know. And we saw a horrible car accident on the streets of Poland. And the person in the front seat got thrown out of the vehicle, still strapped to their seat. They were there. The other person in the car fell so hard he lost his head. And we saw a headless body, a decapitated individual on the ground. And I was all like looking out the window, shocked because you're creeping by this thing, right? Paramedics and police are just getting to the scene. It was pretty gruesome. And Father Seraphim Michalenko, who was with me, he said this to me. He says, let's pray. Pray the chaplet. And I said, the chaplet. And he explained that, you know, this is really a prayer. And is, I'm sure you know, if you pray with me every afternoon, for a prayer for the sick and the dying. That's what this prayer is all about. And lives can be saved because in that final moment, Satan wants your soul. And he'll do everything he can to rob you of hope and to encourage you to reject God and his mercy. But the Lord, I know he gives grace. And I know that when we pray, we amplify that grace. And the Lord said, certain souls are saved by your entreaties, by your prayers. So if you ever see tragedy or accident, especially people who don't know God or away from God, that is the prayer to pray. So I'm sharing the stories that I personally encountered just maybe to give you some thought next time you see something like this. But in the days ahead, a lot of people will be dying. Thousands of buildings collapsed in both countries, both in Syria and Turkey, and aid agencies. They're worried the most really about North Syria. 4 million people were already in North Syria. I don't know if you know the history of this part of the country. They were relying on humanitarian assistance because they actually fled from the fighting in the country's civil war. So these people, as you heard in that piece, not only have suffered the ravages of war and have tried to escape it, and it seems unfair. You say, why would God allow this to happen? Now the suffering of a natural calamity piled on top of their already incredible suffering. And I think about the states and how comfortable we are here in our climate-controlled homes and our heat and our running water and our bathrooms and our medical care, the abundance of food. I mean, if you're an American, you are really, truly blessed. There are a lot of people who are suffering right now. We bemoan our own small little aches and sufferings. I don't want to diminish them, but boy, there's some real suffering out there. On top of the freezing weather conditions, our not only are they further endangering survivors and complicating rescue efforts, but this was one of the strongest quakes to hit the region in over a century. And despite the high numbers of dead, and by the way, they're going to go higher. I was looking at numbers earlier this morning. I was actually a little bit—I was taken back by this because they're estimating 10,000 to die. This is not the deadliest quake in recent years, and I think we tend to have short memories. That distinction, believe it or not, belongs to the 2010 quake in Haiti. Do you remember that? Yeah, I'm sure you do. I remember it vividly. Government officials, now strap on your seatbelt for this one. It wasn't 10,000, and it wasn't 20,000 that died. It wasn't 30,000. It wasn't 50,000. It wasn't 100,000. It wasn't 250,000, 250,000. It wasn't even 300,000. 316,000 people died in that earthquake. 316,000. That is unbelievable. And it was horrible. Haiti's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. I've been there, and I'll tell you what, the infrastructure and just the way people live, it's eye-opening. In 2004, I remember the Indonesia quake. Remember the tsunami that took place in the Indian Ocean? That killed a whopping 230,000, and it rippled out into dozens of countries. So, I mean, and the numbers go on. I can give you other cases, but there's been some massive death. So let's keep these people in our prayers. One final story for you here, too. State of the Union is tonight, right? And Mark Hawk, he was the Pennsylvania man who was acquitted on charges of violating the FACE Act. And he's going to be at the State of the Union speech tonight. He's going to be at the State of the Union. I don't know how he got in or why, but Congressman Scott Perry, somebody had told me, actually asked him to go as his guest to the speech. So I'm like, all right. So we did an interview not too long ago. He was asked, how or why he was picked. And he was told he is, quote, the face of the weaponization of government. He is the face of the weaponization of government. Is government targeting pro-lifers? Are they targeting people of faith? Are they targeting conservatives? Coming up in a moment, Josh Mercer will be with us from Catholic Vote. We'll get his take. Hawk, of course, was the subject of a dramatic, if you're not familiar who he is. I'm assuming you know who he is. That early FBI raid on his residence. And the city of Philadelphia declined to press any charges because even they realized there's nothing there. And he was accused of interfering with the clinic escort. The escort actually yelled at his son and was getting in his face, doing a lot of other things. So there was a case that turned out in the end to be positive. Peter Breen from, was it Thomas More, Maggie? Thomas More Society was there. So they represented him as well. But anyway, it's just a little bit of news. There's a lot coming up. We'll speak to Josh Mercer. The attacks on Catholic churches and on freedom and religion continues. But let me take a short pause and just ask you while we're taking this break to get to the phone or get to the website and make a pledge. Relevant Radio is one of those rare voices here that actually is able to really bring you the story of Mark Hawk and give voice to those who are oppressed and to give perspective, to untangle the knots, the lies that we're getting in the mainstream media and give you a look like you won't find anywhere else. So grateful for whatever you can do.
Your news. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Your news now.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give from the heart. Our winter pledge drive is underway, and we've got matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you. If you can give at the $50 a month level, it's a rustic pillow, very comfy. And it's got the design of a monstrance and the words that say, come to me and I will give you rest. It's great for couches, chairs, window seats, or beds. We'll send you one for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The number is 877-291-0123.
All right, give from the heart. Thank you, Father Rocky. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani just for a few minutes here, asking for your support Give from the heart this pledge drive to Relevant Radio. Give at relevantradio.com on the app, or you can always call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Drew, with a conversation just ahead with Josh Mercer of Catholic Vote. Always great conversations throughout the afternoon on the Drew Mariani Show. A look at the news and issues of the day through the eyes of our faith. Point of view you're not going to get anywhere else on the radio dial. Get it right here from Drew every afternoon on Relevant Radio. And Drew needs your support right now. Relevant Radio needs your support. Please give what you can. It's another partnership challenge hour, they tell me. So whatever dollar amount you have to give, it will be doubled this hour. Not every hour is a partnership challenge hour. This one is, so take advantage of it the next, what do we have here, 43, 42 minutes or so left in this hour. Give from the heart. Have your gift doubled. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, if you enjoy the perspective I'm able to give you, kind of shining the light of our faith, tying in history with the spiritual undercurrents of the day, then do me a favor. Would you go to the phone? You make a pledge. Maybe you've never donated before. Love to hear from you, especially if you've given in the past. Then thank you. I'd love you to do it again. Look, I got to be honest with you. Tuesday's a tough day. It's a slow day in this pledge drive. We've got a big goal to get to, and we could use your giving right now. So if you would go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, it's a great way to give. Or give us a call at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. And I'm grateful for whatever you could do. You're supporting not just this program. You're supporting all the wonderful work that Relevant Radio does 24/7, 365 days of the year. And I know you'll be blessed for your generosity. You can't outgive God.
Thanks to Louise in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, a brand new recurring giver. $120 is what Louise's gift was. Thank you so much, Louise. Joanne in Dallas with a $50 gift. We haven't been in Dallas that long. Big station there on 1440 AM. Thank you, Julie in Northbrook, Illinois, a $500 gift becoming $1,000. Joni in Waialuku, I hope I have that right, Hawaii, with a $25 gift. Woo. Joni, thank you very much. Your $25 becoming $50. We're looking for 150 people to step forward this hour. Support the Drew Mariani Show. Give from the heart right now. Have your gift doubled at relevantradio.com, the app, or by giving us a ring at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Here's a little Kelly Clarkson for you. Good to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate your support. And Neil's asking for 150 heroes to step up. I hope you'll do that for us. You know, I love when the phones ring. I love when you say, Drew, we're behind you. We appreciate what you do. We want you to be here. We want to hear more. So keep those phones ringing, okay, at 877-291-0123 or make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Lots of ways to give. It's all tax deductible. And today, right now, in this hour, from what Neil just told me, we're matching dollar for dollar. So that's fantastic. Hey, Julie in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, thanks for your pledge. Janet in Petaluma, California, thank you for yours. Elaine in Stockton, California, and Rosemary in Hartford, Kansas, and Nancy in Oakdale, and Edward in McKnight, Pennsylvania. Just a few who've just stepped in to say we're with you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hey, back to a story I've been following for a long time, and I've been doing this for years, or at least the past 2.5-3 years. I've often talked about what happened in Rwanda, Africa, prior to the genocide that took place there. And when I see churches being vandalized, when I see the roundup of people who are on the sidewalk either praying or just pro-lifers, and they're being tried. They're actually being arrested in the middle of the night and hauled off and brought into court because of why? They were outside an abortion clinic, like this guy Mark Houck. He was arrested for supposedly violating the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrance Act. That's the FACE Act. What most people don't know is that the FACE Act, right, also has a provision. It makes it a federal crime to intentionally damage or destroy the property of a place or religious worship. How many cases have we seen of people who've been held accountable for the desecration of churches throughout this country? Or even these abortion clinics? You know, how many of those took place after Dobbs was leaked? The federal government still has not responded. I think the number is something like 285 attacks on Catholic churches that have taken place in this country since 2020, since the summer. The riots after George Floyd's murder, you know, extended not just to businesses and police precincts, but also to churches. And it's continued since then. Arson, right? Driving a vehicle into a building, right? Graffiti, destruction of statues, desecration, theft of the Holy Eucharist. That's all we have seen. I've reported on those now for months. All of these have been part of what's been happening. But I haven't heard too many arrests. What's the federal government done? The answer is not a lot, and I've invited Josh Mercer. He's the political director for CatholicVote.org. They've got an interactive map showing you where these attacks are happening, and they are tracking them in detail, and it's such a great resource for you. I hope you'll check that out. It's good to have Josh back with us again today. Josh, good afternoon.
Hey, great to be with you, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to have you. I'm grateful for, we're all on the same team, right? Catholic Vote, Relevant Radio, we're all just trying to defend the truth. And I am so grateful for what you're doing in terms of highlighting what's happening in the culture. Let's talk about it for a moment. Intentionally damaging, destroying a place of worship, right? That's a federal crime. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's been one, maybe two arrests, but in terms of the scope.
Two arrests so far. Yeah, no one charged. I mean, charged so far. There's a lot of arrests on like the local level or whatever, but the federal government, like the DOJ and the FBI, they've only gotten involved with arresting two people, and there's no prosecutions just yet. And they say there's a lot more in the works, but I mean,
I hope so.
Goodness sakes, I would hope so, because as you said, you're right, 285 attacks since May of 2020. And 127 attacks just since the leak of the opinion that eventually overturned Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision. 127, you know. And, you know, we like to point out, like, this is not an accident. I mean, Jane's Revenge, I'm sure your audience is familiar with it. Oh, yeah. You know, you probably talked about it before. It's this radical band of pro-abortionists, you know, and they're the ones that say, you know, if abortion's not safe, you're not safe. That's the kind of stuff they spray paint, like graffiti on the walls as they're desecrating churches and stuff like that. And they said back in June, last June, they said the month of mercy is over. And they didn't mean it in the Catholic way, of course. What they meant is they were going to declare war on any pro-life groups, churches, or anything else that stand in the way of their perceived so-called right to an abortion. And so we're tracking this. I mean, I'll give the credit. The U.S. bishops were the first ones to bring this to the attention of the American people. They put out a list of attacks that was back in, you know, October of 2020. And, you know, they sent out a press release on it. They condemned it. But we didn't see any action from the Department of Justice. So we said, hey, we got to push this, you know, a little bit further down the field. And we sent a letter to the Attorney General and Merrick Garland. And then about a month or so later, his associate Attorney General sent us a letter saying, you know, we're aware of the problem and we're going to do a 15-day review and we're working on it and all this kind of stuff. And well, that was a year ago, Drew. It's like,
wow.
You laugh sometimes. You just can't believe it. I mean, what, you know, if there's any other group of people in the country, any other religious background, any other racial background, and you would have heard it on CNN every day.
You're not kidding. Well, Josh, I'm grateful for Catholic Vote monitoring and putting up that interactive map. People want to get connected. What's the best way to do that?
Well, come over to CatholicVote.org, and you can see the tracker, sign our petition against this violence, try to hold the Justice Department accountable, and sign up for the Loop email, which comes out every day.
Good stuff, brother. Hey, thank you for being here. Sorry it was such a short hit today, but we'll talk again soon. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Drew. Thanks so much.
You got it. It's Josh Mercer, political director for Catholic Vote. Stay with me. I'm back with more right after this.
And Drew, we're doing very, very well this hour. We have asked for 150 people to step forward. We are down to needing only 103 already. So we're moving forward. Thank you so much, fans of the Drew Mariani Show, fans of Relevant Radio. Another great discussion there with Josh Mercer of Catholic Vote. Giving you some news that you're probably not going to get anywhere else on the radio dial or across the TV. You get it right here on Relevant Radio day in and day out on the Drew Mariani Show. This is a partnership challenge hour. We want you to take advantage of it. Not every hour is a partnership challenge hour. this hour is, so you have 33 minutes left in this hour to get a hold of us, give a gift online or on the app or by giving us a phone call, and whatever dollar amount you come in at, it's going to be doubled. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Some great folks checking in from all over the country, including Marilyn in Lincoln, California, a dollar a day gift, and she became a recurring giver, joined our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, that when you become a recurring giver, we have to send out less mail, and it helps save us money in the long run. You put it in your budget on your end, we put it in on our end, and it's kind of nice because we can count on a certain amount of money coming into Relevant Radio. So think about becoming a recurring giver. You can check out everything online about the Recurring Gift Society at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Yeah, real good hour building up here, Drew.
Well, please, we're looking for another 100 people to join us in the next 30 minutes. That's not a whole lot. Would you be one of those right now? And I want to thank James, by the way, in St. Paul, Minnesota. He gave a second gift, Neil, $5. But you know what? Every penny moves the needle. We've got a big goal. And I'm so grateful for somebody saying, you know what? I'm going to give you just a little bit more to get there. Joan in Rubicon, Wisconsin, she stepped up with a second gift. And Verna in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Anonymous in Elridge, Iowa. Well, thank you all for your heroic giving, because those second time gifts, you've already given. I get it. And I'm so grateful for you. But to step up again, God bless you. I mean, really, that's charity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was listening to Josh Mercer here. We're outnumbered and outgunned in the culture, and things are heating up. And I'm just glad that Relevant Radio is a platform, you know, to be able to go ahead and to speak the truth and to give people perspective on this. So please give us your support if you want to stand with us and you want that voice to continue. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, I give the truth a platform. That's Relevant Radio. Help us support the truth on the air. Give from the heart right now, whatever dollar amount you can, whatever you feel comfortable with. Say a prayer and then give us a ring. 877-291-0123. Your gift will be doubled this hour. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, coming up in about 30 minutes, a chaplet of divine mercy. Set your watch or your smartphone, however you keep time. It'd be great to have you there. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk also about divine mercy and cancer. Also, Teresa Deitch will be stopping by. There's a cancer drug that they're claiming stops tumor growth. It's a breakthrough cancer drug and supposedly puts cancer cells to sleep. We'll talk about that. Dr. Ronald Sobeck will be stopping by. We'll talk about divine mercy and cancer and so much more. Hey, thank you for your support. I'm still looking. Phones are ringing. I'm so grateful for you getting in. A lot of new donors coming by here. And Christy in California and Robert in Bristol, Rhode Island, and Peggy in St. Charles, Illinois, and Linda in Utah, and Carrie in San Antonio, Texas, and Joy in Columbus, Wisconsin. Lots of new donors. And we're just grateful for your support. Appreciate you doing that. We want to talk about one other issue here, too. As we said, in addition to the pledge drive, I'm still able to give you a look at what I think are really important issues that are happening in your world. I came across an interesting article. Well, and before I get to that, let me phrase it this way. I don't know how you think about the Catholic Church. When you think of the church, I know a lot of people, an image comes to mind, right? They think of the architecture. They think of old people, right? And sometimes if you go to morning mass, you see a lot of gray hair, right? You have an older pope. Bishops are always older. People, you know, most people go to mass tend to be older, which is unfortunate. There's been a marked decline in the number of people who've gone to mass. We've talked about this, right? Not just the nuns, those who have left the church and said they don't need organized religion. But since COVID hit, we are seeing a demographic change, you know, and the demography of this, the exodus is young people. They're just not coming back. And it would seem to me that the Catholic Church needs to address this. So how do you do that? How do we let this generation know of the beauty, the power, the grace that lies within the sacramental life of the church? Tom Hoops, who writes for Alatea, he argues, hey, not so fast. If you look at footage of the March for Life, right? He made this case that it's the largest group of people there is under the age of 30. Thousands gather every year at the SEED conference. I think Monsignor, I think my next guest, Monsignor Shea, was there. But I remember when I was I went to one of these conferences for Focus, our annual Focus conference. I couldn't believe when I saw 14,000 young kids get on their knees or sing in union, attend mass. I mean, it really inspired me. The world wants you to think the church is dying, but I don't believe that. World Youth Day tracks anywhere from, what, 700,000 to 3 million people. The Steubenville conferences that are held, you know, around the country every year, they bring tens of thousands of young people. And there are all kinds of camps. You know, maybe your own parish or diocese does this, you know. So the numbers at faithful colleges like Ave Maria or Franciscan University or Benedictine or Thomas Aquinas or the University of Mary, they're all increasing. So there's some good news out there. In fact, I've invited Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary. And that, I will argue, is perhaps the most affordable Catholic education you'll find anywhere in the country. He's located in Bismarck, North Dakota. You find him at umary.edu. Or just go to comethemary.com. Great resource for you. Monsignor, good afternoon. It's good to have you with me.
Hey, good to be with you too, Drew, and I'm happy to talk to you during this pledge drive. So grateful for all the wonderful, generous supporters of Relevant Radio.
I am too, and I'm grateful for you saying that. You know what it's like. I mean, you got your finger on the pulse. You know how important virtue is and well-formed youth are and how critical they are to the future of this country. There's so much going on in the church and the world. It's easy to get depressed when you see the exodus out of the church. But I see so many other sparks, so many other places where it looks like the church is still, it's alive and well. Give me your perspective on how you read it.
Well, I think that this is one of the reasons why I'm so grateful every now and then to jump on the air with you, Drew, because I think about all of our listeners at Relevant Radio who are out there in the wide world. And this is a particular area in which I, as president here at the University of Mary and somebody who's with young people all the time, I get to be, to borrow a phrase from Pope St. John Paul II, I get to be a witness to hope. And so you talk about the March for Life. I've been there year after year after year. I think I've been more than 20 times to the March for Life. And this year was very young, very filled with joy, very prayerful. And I was able, on our morning air program, I was able to talk about what it was like to lead the five buses from the University of Mary to Washington, D.C., and to march with our students, and that's a wonderful thing. I was at SEEK as well. You're right. I was there. 17,000 college students from all over the country converged in St. Louis. I gave four talks there, and it was an amazing experience to look out and to see all these young men and women who are on fire with faith. And so I think that oftentimes we can get depressed, or we can begin to wring our hands or say that the future looks dark. We can allow ourselves to surrender to sociological analysis and read the newspapers and think that everything is falling apart. It's important for us to remember that the divine principle of life, the presence of the Holy Spirit, is strong in the church and is always renewing the church in unexpected and surprising ways. And we see that in small but notable ways all through the world, if we have eyes to see that the church is being renewed in magnificent ways by the involvement of young people. And then come to our campus here in Bismarck. Holy cow, it's amazing to see masses, standing room only, long lines for confession, adoration, focused Bible studies, growing majors in Catholic studies and theology and philosophy, all kinds of faithful nursing programs, young people who are really on fire for their faith and want to make a meaningful contribution. So I get to be a witness to hope.
Well, let me open the phones to it. And I invite you, if you have a child that's away from the faith, or would love to hear what excuses they've given or why they aren't coming back to church, you can join the conversation, 888-914-9149. Maybe you were away and you came back. What was it? And Monsignor, I'm curious as to how you see it. I mean, what do you see driving the youth away? Is it the fact that the church looks old? Is it the teachings that are too difficult for them at this particular time? COVID, is it just simply apathy, getting out of the habit of being consistent with your faith life? Do the internal fights in the church, the scandal or other things, turn people away? What are you seeing as some of the obstacles, and how do we rise above those?
Well, so I think all of the things that you mentioned make their contribution. But probably, and this is borne out by the research, probably one of the biggest problems that we face is the question of scientism, where there's a scientistic, not a scientific, mindset. And this is the idea that faith and reason, and this is something, again, which the Church has been very strong on, think of Veritatis Splendor, the great encyclical of Pope St. John Paul II, the idea that faith and reason, or religion and science, don't have anything to do with each other. And so a lot of young people, and we see this borne out in the research, especially by those who are raised in religious households and then who abandon the faith, very often it has to do with reaching the age of 13 or 14 and saying, you know what, none of this makes sense anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's because they've been catechized by their education and by their entertainment into a vision of human life and a vision of reality in which the idea of God or heaven or an invisible world that we can give fierce allegiance to just doesn't make sense anymore. And so it's really important for us to understand that that's not, you know, when people say science, they talk about science. That's not real science. That's a scientistic mindset, which says, as a matter of dogma, nothing exists except for that which can be seen and smelt and touched and measured. It's a materialist mindset, and that really has catechized the generation. We've let it happen by not stepping up to the plate and saying, no, we're Catholic and we're also intellectuals, and we can have a robust and impressive way of approaching these questions of reality. And the Eucharist, I think, is a key component of that, because faith in the you're leading a pilgrimage, Drew, to the Eucharistic miracles. Yeah. There is the Eucharistic miracles themselves show that there is an inbreaking of the invisible world into the visible world, and that there are scientific reasons as well to have faith. And so it's a very interesting dynamic, but I think that that's one of the most central ones that people think. That it's irrational to have faith, which, yeah, of course, we've never believed.
I love it. Well, Monsignor, stay with me. I'm going to take a short pause here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. My guest, Monsignor James Shea, and check out his university, too. Like I say, we talk about raising funds for Relevant because we're a nonprofit here, right? We do need your support. And I was a Catholic parent. You want to give your kid a Catholic education. I happen to have 5 kids. I don't know how many you have. It could be 1. You could have 10 for all I know. But if you're looking for a well-formed child, if you want a good Orthodox education, if you want them well-rounded, well-grounded, if you want to make sure the truths of the faith are taught, you might want to check out the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. You can check them out at umary.edu or just go to comethemary.com. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more. Hey, I want to see 150 people in the next 15 minutes. That's our goal. We've got about 70 to go. Could really use a huge outpouring of support in this particular moment and help support Relevant Radio, which gives voice and platforms to so many different groups and also really gives you a perspective on where we are. I mean, there's a lot of hope out there. There's a lot of good news out there. The church isn't dying. Evil is not winning. Good is winning. God always wins. God, God always has the victory in the end. So we'll talk more when I return. Stay with me.
Getting you connected. This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Latasha, glad to have you calling in to The Inner Life. You're on the air with Father Matthew.
I was wondering if you could give me advice on the steps I would need to take to join the Lord's Church.
The first step is really to learn what the church teaches, what Jesus teaches us through the church. And I think you're already on that path. If you're listening to Relevant Radio, you're already just soaking up what we believe as Catholics.
Learning so much in the last couple months when I found you guys.
Let me tell you this, Latasha, we're going to be praying for you. I know all of our listeners, when we hear about people wanting to become Catholic, we become overjoyed. So we'll be praying for that process for you.
And I so appreciate that. I'll pray for you guys as well, because you've really, really made a difference in my life already. And it's, like I said, it's only been a couple months.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
All right, give from the heart. We need 67 Drew Mariani listeners to step forward before the Divine Mercy Chapel here in 16 minutes. Can you be one of those 67? Give from the heart right now. Your gift will be doubled. It's a partnership challenge hour for the next 16 minutes. Every gift gets doubled, and we need to hear from you now. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins stepping in on the Drew Mariani Show just for a moment or two here. Back to his conversation with Monsignor James Shea from the University of Mary in just a moment. And I was last hour when I was talking with Mary Graham and on Father Simon Says, I was thinking, wow, the number of the great priests that we have on Relevant Radio that you hear day in and day out. Monsignor James Shea, you're hearing from right now. Father Simon, of course. Father Rocky in the Miracle Moment just a minute ago. You heard Father Matthew Spencer. So many terrific priests you hear day in and day out here on Relevant Radio, giving you great perspective and the teachings of the church. And of course, on Drew's show every day, also the news and issues of the day, viewed through that Catholic lens. What's that worth to you? Get on the phone right now. Let us know. 877-291-0123. Whatever you can give this hour will be doubled. Give on the app. Give at relevantradio.com. Drew, give from the heart.
Yeah, and maybe give if you could right before the chaplet. It's a good hour to give. And we're going to pray. We're going to stop everything. And I always believe in doing that. I always look at the 3 o'clock hour in the Central Time Zone, 4 Eastern, and 1 on the Pacific Coast. We put prayer first. We hit the brakes, right? And yet, in about 25, 35 minutes, we do more in that hour than we do in any other hour. So if you could help now, I'd love to see you especially pick up the phone and make a pledge. I'd love to see 70 people just join us. Let us know you stand with us. Let us know you appreciate Relevant Radio. And help us in these difficult times. We're only here because of you. We want to be here for you in the days to come. So call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. All donations are tax deductible. And if you call now, they're matched dollar for dollar.
13 minutes left in the hour. Still looking for 65 Relevant Radio Drew Mariani Show listeners to check in. 65. Can you be one of those 65 to check in from California or maybe Rhode Island or Maine or Florida or Texas, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois? Get a hold of us right now. Your gift will be doubled. We need your help. We have a $3 million need to hit by Friday afternoon at the very end of Drew's show, and we have a long way to go. We could really use your help. Your gift is doubled now. Get a hold of us on the app, relevantradio.com, or give us a call.
Hold on, my heart. Just hold on to that feeling. We both know we've been here before.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Maggie pulling out some classic Genesis there for you. Thank you, Maggie. And theme of this pledge drive, of course, is Give from the Heart. And we're asking you from the heart if you can help. We're grateful. My philosophy is this. I'll ask. I'm just the messenger. And the Holy Spirit's at work. And we'll get exactly what the Lord wants us to give. And if the Lord's speaking to your heart, then make the pledge. If you really can't give, then just say a prayer for us. I believe in God's providence completely. And as I've often told you, I refuse to worry about anything. The Lord's in control. Hey, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Monsignor James Shea. And Monsignor, this is a little bit of an amended schedule today. I have a few minutes left, actually. Your thoughts. I know you value Catholic radio. Just as we value Catholic education, I think they go hand in hand. Evangelization, formation, so critical for the future of this country and for a thriving church. Some final thoughts from you on this and really the importance of sacrificing and ultimately supporting the works of God.
Yeah, so when I travel around the country, I'm always meeting people who are fans of yours, Drew, or who listen to Father Simon, who listen to Morning Air, or who are fans of the Rosary with Father Rocky. And it has such a deep effect upon individual human lives. And I've heard stories, amazing stories, where whole families have converted because one member of the family was in a traffic jam, was flipping through the channels, wow, and came upon Relevant Radio. And they were at just that moment in their life where the Holy Spirit was able to really inspire them and console them and to give them a sense for the meaning and purpose of their lives in the midst of that. And so I'd say that that's one thing. Relevant Radio is transforming the culture because it's converting hearts as an instrument of the Holy Spirit, person by person. The other thing I'll say is this: Relevant Radio is exemplary, just amazing, at connecting people who deeply believe with worthwhile Catholic apostolates. I cannot tell you how many of our students here at the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, are here because they heard about us through Relevant Radio. And I know that we're not the only sort of faithful Catholic apostolate who's hitched its wagon and who is associated with Relevant Radio. In other words, the message that you put out there actually connects Catholics to good causes from sea to shining sea. And that's a wonderful thing because we've got to hang together in these difficult times. And so I'd say that those are two tremendous, and that's why I'm a supporter of Relevant Radio. Those are two tremendous things, the work of evangelization and the work of building up the church and strengthening the bonds that we all have with each other. It's magnificent work. It's God's work.
Well, Monsignor, thank you for what you do, not only contributing on the air, but what you're doing at the University of Mary there, and even your contribution here. Monsignor's going to be a future board member, I believe, here, if you're not already, right? You're coming on the board soon, I believe. Am I correct?
I've heard a rumor to that effect.
That's the rumor. I don't know if I should be even saying that. I'm probably Well, there you go. We'll see. We'll see what God has in store. Hey, Monsignor, thank you for being here. I am really grateful for your time. It's always fun.
I sure admire you, Drew. God bless you and all you do.
Thanks. That's Monsignor James Shea, and you check him out, please. If you check out his nursing program, too. We didn't get a chance to talk about that. Welcome back. Unbelievable. Free program, European pilgrimage, and more. But go to comethemary.com. You'll find all the info there. Hey, I only have a moment left, and I want to thank you for your support. I know we're going to pray the chapel coming up here in a really quick minute. And just want to remind you, just on a spiritual note, something different. And I would love to see 50 more people join me. If you can give, please do it now at 877-291-0123 or do it online on the app or the website. But I was thinking about this. I was praying for the situation over in Turkey. I had a friend call me after the show, and they're having some complications with their heart. And it's hard sometimes when you're in a difficult time to really, I don't know, to pray and to have the faith that you need. But I was thinking about the people who came to Christ in the Gospels and how they came to him with boldness, right? I think we pray with timidity, don't we? We're so timid. Oh, Lord, if you can do this, I know it's big. We kind of make excuses. We get timid with our ask. What did Christ tell us? He said, ask and you'll receive. It's really simple, right? Just ask. Ask. Knock, the door will be open. Seek, you'll find, right? The Lord wants us just to come to him with faith, and he just wants us to ask. It's not complicated. Sometimes we look at our faith like, you know, prayer is this deep, complex thing. Now, I think the simpler, the purer, the more powerful. So when you ask God, you know, when you ask him, know that he will respond. He doesn't have a deaf ear. When we pray together this chapel, which is coming up, I am convinced God hears these prayers and he puts into motion the answers to your prayers. And you may not recognize them initially, but I guarantee you he's putting into motion something that is for your better good. And you're going to see the results. I guarantee you that. You're going to know that God's fingerprints were all over this. And isn't that what the early church did? You know, weren't those first Christians just brimming with boldness? Think about the time they lived in, right? It was a confidence. It was a righteous boldness. And what did our Lord do? He filled them with the Spirit, and they worked miracles. Don't be timid. Do not be timid. I like to say, hold out a big cup. God can fill that tiny little request as easily as he can fill that big one. He's the creator of the universe, right? Trust him. Let's pray now, okay? We're going to come back and do that. If you can, I'm trusting you to help. Relevant needs your help today, especially. If you could donate, we'd be grateful.
Yeah, get your pledge in before the Divine Mercy Chaplet in 5 minutes. Great time to give because we have a partnership challenge hour, and your gift will be doubled. Give online at relevantradio.com on the app or that phone number, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. 1-800-800-0123. Drew, we were looking for 150 listeners to step forward this hour. Support the Drew Mariani Show. Support Relevant Radio. 44 is what we need. 44 people to step forward and help us out in any amount. $5, $10. A lot of folks checking in at $100, like Shirley in Waupaca, Wisconsin. Robert in Bristol, Rhode Island, also $100. Linda in Manahawkin, New Jersey, with a $100 gift, becoming $200. Whatever you can give right now will be doubled. And I should also mention we could use some of those larger gifts as well if you have the capacity to give $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000. Those gifts do come in each and every pledge drive. If you have the capacity to handle a gift to Relevant Radio of that amount, please give us a call right now. And that gift as well will be doubled at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
So would you be one of those 44 people who are going to say, all right, I'll make the sacrifice. I was going to wait to the end of the week. Make your pledge now. Just make the gift now. And then go to the Lord with that holy boldness, with that confidence, and say, Lord, I made the sacrifice. Please hear these prayers. Call now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. We only have about 4 minutes left, so it's not too late to get in. You can do it right now if you open that app or if you make that telephone call, if you go to the web. I'm grateful for whatever you can do. And if you can't help, then pray, okay? I say it all the time. Leave us your prayer intentions, too, because I think this is really critical. We pray for you every day. Your intentions go before the Blessed Sacrament. You're remembered in the chaplet. You're remembered in the rosaries. You're remembered during Mass. You're remembered in the good works of everybody here. So that loved one you want prayer for, that need that you personally have, it gets blanketed in prayer. And we want to pray for you, so please remember to leave us that prayer intention. And thank you. I know we're going to get there, Neil. We still have a big hill to climb, though, right?
3 minutes left in the hour. Yeah, I mean, 3 million is what we have to hit by this Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Time. A long way to go. We're at 23-24% yeah. of our needs. So yeah, help us out right now. 3 minutes left in the hour for your gift to be doubled. Do it before the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Every gift gets doubled. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Great note came in from Sarah, who is a fan of your show, Drew. She says you have a great show,
all right,
and the chaplet is saving lives and, more importantly, all right, souls. Sarah says, thank you for hosting this. I also appreciate your thoughtful discussions on topics of interest to Catholics and, indeed, to all people of faith. And as a host, you obviously take the time to become well-educated on the topics you discuss, and you have great guests. Nice note from Sarah.
I was
going to
say, that's a great email. Nice. Who's that signed? My mom?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Like, actually,
sign your mother.
Yeah, sign your mom. it's Maggie's
mom.
It's Maggie's mom.
That's right. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Gretchel.
Thank you, Mrs. Gretchel. 877-291-0123 is the number. Only a couple minutes left in the hour to get your gift match during this partnership challenge hour. Send us your gift before the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It only takes a minute to give online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
Neil, we're getting close to that 150 bar. Come on, we still need probably like another 30 people to get in here.
Yeah.
30 more. That's nothing. 30. Pick up the phone and call right now. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. And again, pray for us. If you can't give, I know it's tough. I was saying to my wife, well, I believe in charity.
Should you tell this story?
No, I'm not going to tell it. It's about giving. You know, I give even when I probably think maybe I shouldn't. You know, it's like, but you can't outgive God. I just know the Lord's been challenging me to make a gift, not just to Relevant. I support Relevant, but there's another cause that the Lord put on my heart, and I'm battling him on it. But I know if I do it, God always returns generosity. So.
All right. Chaplet of Divine Mercy coming up in just a moment here. Give from the heart. We have a partnership challenge for at least the next 30 seconds or so. Take advantage of it. Give your gift before the chaplet begins at relevantradio.com on the app or 877-291-0123. Only about 20 more people. Come on.
Wow.
Give from the heart right
so
now.
Close.
Let's hit that 150 this hour.
877-291-0123.